I would like to tell the young people that the Buddha is not a god. He is a human being like us. And the word Buddha means the person who is awake. But, the Sanskrit verb, means to wake up. And Buddha means the one who is awake. And if we practice awakening, we become a Buddha. When you practice breathing in and out, your body and your mind become together, become one, and you are there in the present moment. You are very much a Buddha. Only a Buddha, a full Buddha, is someone who is awake all day. But we become awake only from time to time. That is why we should practice mindful breathing in order to be more awake in our daily life. I talk about awareness. I talk about enlightenment, because enlightenment and awareness, they are of the same substance. And now we have the word mindfulness, which is the same, because when you are mindful of what is going on, you are aware and you are enlightened. Suppose I practice breathing in, I'm aware that I have good eyes. Breathing out, I smile to my eyes. That is awareness. That is mindfulness of having good eyes. But that is also enlightenment. Because if I have good eyes, but if I don't know it, I am not enlightened at all. So being enlightened means the same thing as being mindful. And you can get enlightened every minute if you have that kind of awareness. So many of us spend our days in forgetfulness. We live and yet we don't. We get lost in the past. We worry so much about future, we are afraid of it. We make so many projects. We are excited about the future. We have no capacity of being alive in the present moment where everything is. And people who live like that live in forgetfulness. And life is not available to them. And they live like a person who carries their dead body on the shoulder and wanders around. He's already dead. She is already dead.